AgriHoods. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Residential amenities are typically thought of in terms of golf courses and fitness centers. But at a new type of neighborhood popping up all over the U.S., the main attraction is a farm. Called AgriHoods, these communities center around farm-to-table living. AgriHoods take community gardens to the next level. They feature organic vegetable row crops, fruit orchards, and even resident livestock. For residents, AgriHoods represent a return to simpler times when we knew our neighbors and the origins of our dinner. For developers, this is an opportunity to create suburban enclaves with green spaces that turn a profit. Homes and shared spaces are designed to encourage interaction with nature and neighbors. There are open porches, sidewalks, farm stands, and a centrally located town square. Residents pay, through fees or labor, to get weekly boxes of fresh produce, eggs, and other farm goods. AgriHoods are a way to get involved in rearing food without committing to the reality of farming 365 days a year. And because the farms are self-sustaining, they can employ full-time farmers to oversee operations, creating stable work. Commitment to sustainability often extends beyond the kitchen table. For instance, Vermont's South Village has a one-acre solar array that produces carbon-free electricity for not only itself, but for the city of South Burlington. Purchasing a home in many AgriHoods costs no more than similar housing in the area. Swimming pools and fitness centers are nice, but a sustainable neighborhood that offers farm-to-table living, a cooperative community, and environment ethics? Now those are amenities. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.